Challenges of Young Farmers. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. There are always challenges in farming, and young farmers are no exception.
Main goal is we're feeding the world, and there's not many farmers out there anymore, unfortunately, the way it should be. Our society is getting farther and farther away from agriculture and the farm, and what's the average age of the farmer now? 65? Who's going to do it? And my dad's gone. Somebody's got to take it over.
Trevor Beard is a beef cattle and hay farmer in Houston County and is also the county extension agent. He says there are many challenges to farming: weather, unpredictable markets, and the ever-rising cost of inputs.
Well, big challenge is just the input costs are so high, and I don't know if I could ever dream of farming full-time without a full-time job. You never know, natural disasters or droughts or floods, what's going to happen to your crop or your land.
And Bill Pearson, a row crop cattle and tobacco farmer in Robertson County, says staying on top of markets is one way to help, but getting young people interested in farming is vital.
In my area, there's very few young farmers. Many of them are in their 50s plus. They don't have heirs that look to do it. So next 20 years, I don't know how many young farmers there will be around here. Land is constantly leaving, going into development, and once it leaves, it never comes back. So if we can just figure out a way to hold on to what we have and maybe possibly pick up, more ground if the opportunity gives itself, I think the future looks bright for us.
And despite all these challenges, these county young farmer winners stay positive and optimistic about their future.
I mean, you can get depressed when it's not raining or it's hot, but there's nothing you can do about it. I just try to control what I can and just leave the rest up to our Lord. I'm excited about what the future holds. I think that it's going to be good years ahead for us. It may be trying, may be challenging, but I think it'll be good.
More to come from our county young farmer winners. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.